KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 69 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 88, winds southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you the farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, no injuries were reported following a semi-trailer rollover accident this morning in Cass County. Anita Rescue and Wilder First Responders were called to Interstate 80 eastbound at around the 66-mile marker just after 6:15 a.m. for an unknown injury accident. At the scene, a trailer had apparently rolled onto its side, but the semi-driver from Illinois was not hurt. No other details are currently available. Detectives of the Council Bluffs Police Department arrested a Council Bluffs man Tuesday afternoon for allegedly communicating through social media and text messages with a person he thought was a 13-year-old girl. 30-year-old Andrew Newport was arrested at around 1:30 p.m. The girl was actually an undercover detective, and during his communications, Newport allegedly offered to pay for sex and sent photos of his genitalia. The detective, posing as the young girl, agreed to meet Newport Tuesday afternoon with the understanding that they would have sex. Once Newport arrived at the meeting location, he was apprehended and taken in for questioning. He was subsequently booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on felony charges that include sexual exploitation of a minor, enticing a minor, and solicitation. He was also charged with dissemination of obscene material. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County report the arrest this morning of 20-year-old James Isaiah Van Vossen of Villisca. Van Vossen was taken into custody at around 12:50 a.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant for theft in the third degree. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. And at around 10:20 p.m. Tuesday, deputies arrested 40-year-old Jamie Ryan Straw and 26-year-old Justin Ray Carlson, both of Villisca, for disorderly conduct. Their cash bonds were set at $300 each. Red Oak Police report three arrests took place on Tuesday. At around 7:50 p.m., 48-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak was arrested in the area of East Grimes and North 2nd Street in Red Oak for breach of peace. Oliveras was being held in Montgomery County Jail at a $300 bond. And at around 7 p.m. Tuesday, 58-year-old Dennis Edward Elliott and 53-year-old Valerie Zamora, both of Red Oak, were arrested in the 100 block of West Grimes Street in Red Oak for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. They were booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond each. U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announced back on September 25th that the Federal Transit Authority will award $366.2 million in grants to improve the safety and reliability of America's bus systems and enhance mobility for transit riders. In a news release put out yesterday, a total of 107 projects in 50 states and territories were said to receive funding from the FTA's Buses and Bus Facilities Infrastructure Investment Program. As part of the grant award, Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWIPCO, which operates Southwest Iowa Transit Agency based in Atlantic, or SWITA, will receive $1,016,983 toward 11 new light-duty buses and vans. SWIPCO will provide a local match of nearly $180,000 to complete the purchases. SWIPCO serves an eight-county region that includes Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Cass, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. SWIPCO's executive director, John McCurdy, said, "Iowa is a national leader in rural public transportation, and SWITA is one of the largest rural transit providers in the state. However, that means," he said, "we have a lot of vehicles that put on a lot of miles." This grant, he said, will help to replace vehicles that have anywhere from 200 to 250,000 miles or more on them. And under this grant, SWITA will receive more funds than some states did, he said, but keep in mind that our area is about the same size as Connecticut. "We're fortunate, according to McCurdy, that the DOT Office of Public Transit has a very fair system for ranking the equipment needs of our systems, and we've had a number of vehicles at the top of the list for replacement. The funding supports projects to replace, rehabilitate, and purchase buses and related equipment, as well as projects to purchase, rehabilitate, and construct bus-related facilities. In fiscal year 2018, FTA has awarded more than $15 billion in funding through both formula and competitive grant programs to support public transportation." The Board of Supervisors in Adair County will meet at 8 o'clock this morning at the courthouse in Greenfield. Their meeting kicks off with a possible closed session with regard to discussion with legal counsel about matters where litigation is imminent. And they'll hold a public hearing at 9:30 this morning, along with a third reading of an ordinance, amending an ordinance pertaining to wind energy conversion, followed by discussion and possible action on approving the amended ordinance. That ordinance sets a 2,000-foot setback of wind turbines from non-participating residents and an 800-foot setback for participating property owners associated with the two Mid-American Energy wind farms. Construction on the nearly 500 wind turbines at two separate sites in Adair County began last summer, but they've been met with a public backlash over noise, visual pollution, and bird safety concerns. In the funeral announcements, Wallace Ensley, age 86, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wallace Ensley will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Randall Randy Ireland, age 62, of Lewis, died Friday. Memorial services for Randy Ireland will be today at 1 o'clock at the Reek and Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Isabel Feldman, age 98, of Harlan, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Isabel Feldman will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Sanbothy, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Sanbothy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Henry Hank Holliday, age 87, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Hank Holliday will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Linda Meyer, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Linda Meyer will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic First Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Richard Leland Thomas, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died September 14th. Memorial services for Richard Thomas will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Calvin Knopp, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Calvin Knopp will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Earl Blunk, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Earl Blunk will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Robert Bob Hyman, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 12th. Graveside memorial services for Bob Hyman will be held at the National Veterans Cemetery in Omaha. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.